Our iceberg is melting, changing and succeeding under any conditions. Authors, John Cotter and Holger Rathgeber. Change is a pain. Humans are naturally attracted to tedious, repetitive norms of life. However, due to the inevitability of change, humans are compelled to develop their personal skills, especially adaptability and flexibility, in order to survive. On the organizational level, managers have become responsible for figuring out an effective and creative method for managing change. This method should be aligned with the strategy, resources, as well as the organizational culture. Change management is a structured approach to change in individuals, teams, organizations, and societies that enables a transition from a current state to a desired future state. Change management provides a framework for managing the people side of these changes. The fable. Once upon a time, a colony of penguins was living on an iceberg. One of these penguins was Fred, the curious observant who fished less and studied the iceberg more. That is why he became alarmed. After conducting studies, he concluded that the iceberg was melting. Fred decided to convey his fears to Alice, a member of the leadership committee. As the matter could not be ignored, the head penguin decided to get an experienced professor who created a team whose members were Lewis, Alice, Buddy, Fred, and me. The next morning, Lewis kept the members together and succeeded in pulling them together to guide the needed change. After a constructive discussion, the best idea they came across was the possibility of a new and very different way of life. Though the professor was beginning to see how they could create that future, he was practically concerned about conveying this message to birds that were anxious, preoccupied, skeptical, tradition-bound, or unimaginative. As a result, Buddy started to tell a seagull's story, which explores territories to find good places for his colony to move next, saying, "Imagine, the seagulls are free. They go wherever they'd like to go. This iceberg is not who we are. We are not chained to this piece of ice. We will find other places to live in that are safer. When necessary, we will move again. We will never have to put our families at risk from the sort of terrible danger we face today. We will prevail." The speech ended in the following results. 30% of the colony could see a new way of living, who were convinced the vision had merit and were relieved. 30% were digesting what they had heard and seen. 20% were confused. 10% were skeptical but not hostile. And 10% were convinced that this was completely absurd. Therefore, communicating the new vision of a nomadic life, of a very different future, was a necessary step to be taken. Every day for a week, 20 penguins came up with new slogans and put them on ice posters scattered around the iceberg. Moreover, 30 to 40 birds began to work in small groups to plan the selection of scouts, the mapping of trips to find new icebergs, and the logistics of moving the colony. The leadership council agreed upon what role each of them would play. Buddy's major role in the plan was to talk to the kindergarten teacher and influence her choice stories of the stories that she was reading to the children. The kindergarten teacher gathered her young students together to tell them tales of heroic action to help others under difficult and changing circumstances. The students loved it. She also celebrated with the children the Heroes Day. Children pushed their parents to break that very old tradition of sharing food only with their children and inspired them to come to the Heroes Day, stressing the fact that they will be extremely embarrassed unless each mother and father brought two fish as the cost of admission. The head penguin told Fred that they must do everything conceivable to help the scouts devise means to protect themselves. The scouts were organized and left the next day. Every single scout returned. Many in the colony continued to be amazed at what the scouts told them, even when it was said a second or third time. Most of the birds who were skeptical of a nomadic existence found themselves becoming less skeptical. Fred and the scouts had succeeded in creating a short-term win. More birds volunteered to be among the second wave of scouts. Lewis chose a team and sent them off to explore promising possibilities discovered by the first wave of scouts. They found an iceberg that looked suitable. The returning scouts were proud, excited, and very happy. By this time, the chore of gathering fish for scouts was already beginning to seem like part of the normal routine. Many birds helped. Then, the birds began their move to their new home. Because of his effective leadership, Lewis became greatly admired by the colony. Yet to his credit, he did not allow his pride to slide into arrogance. Buddy soothed the worried, encouraged the downtrodden, and calmed the frantic. When no one could think of a solution to a new problem, Fred was called in to display his level-headed creativity, but some penguins predicted doom until the very end. The winter passed. The colony had problems, but they were not as large as the anxious birds had feared. The next season, the scouts found a still better iceberg, larger and with richer fishing grounds. And though it was tempting to declare that the colony had been subjected to enough change and should stay forever on their new home, they didn't. They moved again. It was a critical step, not becoming complacent again and not letting up. The 8-step process of successful change. 1. Create a sense of urgency. Help others see the need for change and the importance of acting immediately. 2. Pull together the guiding team. Make sure there is a powerful group guiding the change. 3. Develop the change vision and strategy. Clarify how the future will be different from the past and how you can make that future a reality. 4. Communicate for understanding and buy-in. 5. Empower others to act. Remove as many barriers as possible so that those who want to make the vision a reality can do so. 6. Produce short-term wins. Create some visible, unambiguous successes as soon as possible. 7. Don't let up. Be relentless with initiating change after change until a vision is a reality. 8. Create a new culture. Hold on to the new ways of behaving and make sure they succeed until they become strong enough to replace old traditions. The most remarkable change. You might think our story is over, but it isn't quite. Some birds began to talk about how they had now found the perfect iceberg. Alice convinced Lewis to shake up the leadership council. A tough selection process was created for scouts, and air status within the colony went up even further. The penguin score system added scouting as a new required subject in the curriculum. The professor took over as a chief weather forecaster. A bit reluctant at first, he poured real science into the work and came to love the job. Fred was asked to serve on the leadership council as head of the scouts. Buddy helped the leadership council to find other good candidates. A slightly more balanced Alice took his place as head penguin. Lewis retired, became the grandfather figure for the whole colony. He was asked again and again by younger birds to tell the story of the great change. At first he was reluctant, but eventually he saw the importance of telling the young birds about the specific steps the colony had taken. As time went on, the colony thrived. It grew and grew. It became more skilled at handling new dangers, at least in part, from what it had learnt from the melting adventure.